Run for it, Brian.
Yo, so do you guys
my beer eat, downstairs? Damn.
Do you guys eat the ends of the loaf of bread? And I ask because no one eats them in my house, and at the end of every bag, it's just these two sorry ass little pieces of fucking the crust of bread. So now in the beginning, when I open up bread, I just throw them away right off the bat. I stopped kidding myself a long time ago.
Okay, you say you throw them away. Do you reach down in? Do you reach down and get the one at the bottom?
No, because that would just get thrown away with the bag. But immediately off the top, like a deck of cards, it just burned the piece right on the top.
That's the elbow, man. Elbow, man. I like the elbow. Elbow's good for PB&Js.
I call it the butt. I never have, but my wife eats it. She will always eat the end piece.
Like, if it's there, though, right? But does it always get down to, like, it's just those two pieces left?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No. I only eat the butt if it's an emergency. If I really want to fucking
you call it the butt, too?
Yeah, it's the butt.
All right, so what does everybody call that?
If there's no other bread, that's it.
So, Jay, you call it the butt.
It's the butt.
I call it an end. Back in the day, growing up, an end. James, what do you call that?
An end.
Okay. Chris?
An end.
Jisk?
It's a heel. The heel of the bread.
You know what? That may be what, yeah. My wife.
Hey, Dan?
Yeah, somebody in the chat just said the heel.
Dan, you say the end?
Yeah, I said the end.
All right, Brian.
It's the heel, you savages.
Yeah. Good. That's it. Do you end or do you heel?
I think this is the way we need to start every fucking show. A fucking awkward ass question like that. That's great.
People yell at a dog that's attacking them. End.
I have done this before where I trick my kids where instead of the heels being on the outside or the ends, I put like, let's say it's a turkey sandwich. I'll put like the mayonnaise and mustard on the
inside.
The crusted part, yeah. Put that together so they don't notice.
On the butt side.
Hey, when it comes to Italian bread, I call it the elbow. Because it looks like an elbow on the Italian bread.
Well, let me ask you this. When you open up a new loaf, right, do you just take the first piece after the heel, or do you reach in and, like, get the good bread that's in the middle?
Oh, I'm a reacher. When I used to eat bread, I used to reach in. I reached in.
It depends on what the bread is. So, like, some bread rises up in the middle. And then it just depends on what kind of sandwich I'm making. I noticed. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just gonna,
start the show. No big deal.
What show?
I was gonna say the bad thing about doing that, if you get the bread that does rise in the middle and you start pulling out the middle, eventually those pieces don't line up. So you have one big piece and then one little piece, and it's just a sad.
It's a fucking sandwich. Shit show.
So like me and Dan at TFCon.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
Shut up.
Hey, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 64, the Realm of Collectors video or audio, depending on how you're viewing this podcast. Joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad, along with our ROC TFCon Pack Mule. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, somebody beat Dan to the punch. The man who wanders through the Colombian mountains with nothing more than a donkey strapped full of cocaine, Brian Brink. Is with us.
Nice. What's up, guys? Yeah, look, man, I'm on a podcast. I didn't have to pay $300. It's sweet.
Oh, shit.
A whole bunch of shit halfway across the country.
How many times have you paid $300 to be on a podcast?
Jesus.
Have you contemplated buying that from SCU?
Well, I didn't. When I first started listening to them, I missed their first GoFundMe, and then the second one came up, and I got real close. But, man, back then, yeah. I wouldn't have anything to say on that show. I would just be in shock.
Tyler paid that with the quickness too.
Well, you got your bump. You're in the kick chat now. You know, you're official ROC now. So what's up? You feel?
It's all good. It's been a great day.
It's all about that Skull Fest.
Would you say that the ROC has become your crew?
It could, man.
That's all.
Is crew the right word to use?
I think it's click? More like maybe it's click.
No, we're not using that word.
No, we don't. We retired that a long time
ago. That's right.
Yeah. I'm sticking with squad. Squad is good.
There it is. Squad life. Hashtag squad life.
Squaddies. All right. Up next, my own personal Amazon shopper, as well as my Thunder Thief. The occasionally savage one himself, Young Daniel.
First off, you're welcome. Second of all, Harvey _Dent. What's happening?
The only one who does his own shout out during intros.
Yes,
Up next is the man ranked 974,662 online playing Destiny, Jay Roos.
Yo.
8,000 likes.
I made another Instagram connect. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Nice.
All right. Up next is the man who is waiting for a milk pun, but I ain't got nothing other than dust shirt is as white as the milk. The white as the milk that Jisk drinks every day. Out of the gallon. Let me ask you, Jisk, do you buy paper or plastic gallons of milk?
Ooh. It depends, but I'm usually the paper. I'm kind of a
really
easier to recycle.
Oh, okay. Do you buy the milk? Do you ever go to do you shop at Costco?
I say every now and again.
Do you like the weird ass gallons of milk they have there or no? Have you ever noticed? They're like square.
Yeah, they're like a weird shape. They got the nozzle on top, like doesn't protrude. It's like level.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's just this space thing. It's weird. Okay. I just wondered.
No.
Took the milk jokes too far. I forgot to do my research.
I can't believe that Costco sells gallons. It should be like 5 gallons of milk.
Well, you got to buy two at once.
It's an udder.
24
they
gallons.
They sell you an udder of milk.
Actually, yeah, it's timeshare at a dairy ranch is actually what it is.
Well, Dust remembers when they used to be delivered at your doorstep, right?
Hey, easy. I do. Yes, I do.
Got him.
I think a couple of people in here know that. I'm not that old, you fuckers.
Speaking of Dust, the man who has the second coolest Cobra Law Records t-shirt on the panel tonight, Dust Mites.
Silver I don't Angel. Have that fucking, you got the exclusive red joint, man.
Holla at your boy.
I'm telling you, man, I'm going to fucking lose the weight. I'm going to fit in. I'm going to fit into it, and we're going to fight for it.
You'll fight for my 2X?
Well, you know what? I could get into a 2X right now. So fuck you. We're fighting on fucking TFCon. All right,
man. I'm going to bring it. We'll scrap.
We'll stay in the same room.
The red hot blood.
And it'll be a confidential fight.
I'll just wear my robe to cover it up.
Fucking an ex-wrestler versus a dude from Brooklyn.
That's it, man. Hip-hop legend.
What's up, guys? Dust Mites. Eddie Dust Mites.
Yeah, I'm not the only one that shouts himself out.
Yeah, I'm shouting myself out. Cobra Law Records, we released a new sneak peek to the next project. Nathan Haskell's solo joint, Solo with a Smile. It's called Do You Bleed? It's on Nathan's SoundCloud. It'll be on my SoundCloud this week, and I'll have it up on YouTube. So welcome to Enter the Realm.
All right. Up next is the man who hosts the only toy-related podcast on Saturday nights.
On his
very own YouTube channel, the notorious Victory Saber 77.
I love that smirk.
What's up?
He's like notorious. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And my name is Pinkerton, but everybody calls me Chris or
some baby girl.
Hey, let me call baby girl in a hot minute. Not since I've quit going to Walmart in a bad neighborhood at 3 a.m. So. We did it once. Let's do it one more time. Right back down the line with what you get, Brian.
Yeah, why don't we just condense them all in one?
Or we could just not do these intros at all, because if you don't know who we are by now, you probably don't care, and you didn't care in the first place. But
all right. So I got
a bag of rocks? What'd
you know those chain-based deals, like the things behind Mr. Glorious's review?
Glorious.
So I picked up these things called domain bases. I picked them up to get free shipping on something that was $80. So I paid I bought a lot of them because I don't like paying for shipping. What did I say? But anyway, they're pretty cool. They're like $12 a piece, and I've built one so far. And I don't know. Maybe I'll get myself an Instagram handle and post pictures or something one of these days.
Yeah, you gotta get on there, man.
Where did you pick those up from?
From Capture Prey.
Okay.
Hey, what I tell you there, just Capture Prey.
Are they fairly reasonable?
You said $12.
Yeah, $12 a piece.
I'm sorry. I was a little
telling you guys, we need to pull out resources and make like a big ass panel. They have the ROC logo behind it, and everybody's going to spend money on a big ass panel.
But
wait a minute. If it's made out of foam. and it's lightweight, and it fits in your Detolf. Oh, wait a minute.
So now the cat's out of the bag, everybody. Okay. You know, you can send these one off to us. I'm okay with ideas. You might even get one for free out of the deal, right? All right, moving on down the line here. Young Daniel, where'd you go?
I got one thing this week. I actually got this today. I got the SH Figure Arts Whis.
The hell is that?
From Dragon Ball. He's
let me see. Hold that back up again.
Yeah, it's like...
Wow, that looks great.
No, I'm just curious about is the ring connected to the head or connected to the shirt?
I don't give a fuck. There's little things right here connecting it.
There's some cool shit going on. Look at that black orb. Just looks like it's floating in the middle. There's some cool shit.
Listen, little translucent piece. It's great.
Listen, Dan.
Just leave it alone.
I want Dan in five words. Dan,
is it a gummy night? Just
listen. Hang on, Dan. In five words or less, explain to me what that character's place is in that Dragon Ball's universe.
He is the God of Destruction's handler. God of Destruction's handler. Therefore.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
You people. All right. Moving on down the line.
Who's apparently people?
somebody else that loves those balls. J-Roos, what'd you get?
They're Dragon Balls.
Dragon and balls.
Dragon's got balls, see?
I'm dragging the balls.
Nice. Oh, did you get?
I didn't get anything.
Anybody upgrades in Destiny or anything?
Oh, does that count?
I don't know.
No.
No.
I mean,
it's gotta be collector. Well, it's gotta be collector related.
Because I did. So yeah. Whatever. That doesn't count.
Your girl gotten mad at you about playing Destiny this week?
Multiple times.
Now let me ask you: Are you engaged as much this week as last week?
Yes,
it's still keeping you going. You're still okay.
Absolutely.
All right, cool, man.
Yep, the raid is still a challenge to me. There's still other things going on that we don't know about that people are finding every day. So
it's a fucking challenge for me to tie my shoes in the morning, but you know I don't want to do that every day. So I have to.
Hey, J-Roos, where do you keep that Master Made Omega Supreme? Was the only one that you have?
Yeah, that's the only one I got.
Is that the only one you're going to get?
Most likely, it's because it's Omega.
Yeah, I have to get him. Where do you keep it, though? Is that on the shelf behind you?
Yeah, he's right there in front of Metroplex.
All right, I was just curious. Dan and I were talking earlier. They're tempting, man. These things are very tempting.
They're fucking great quality.
And so I'm like, shoot, like I just want to see it, just how you were displaying it.
You know what? Metroplex is cool. I don't like that he's like just the all whiteness of him just didn't appeal to me. But Triptychon fucking
what hell?
Well, I mean, you know, Triptychon is fucking great. I'm tempted to get him, and I need Metroplex if I get Triptychon. And Scorponok looks fucking awesome. So I'm just going to stick with Omega for now.
They look good. And then they're making all the little ones too. Well, I'm sure we'll get to that.
Well, I didn't show this last week. He did come with an Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
No, that's cool.
That is really fucking cool.
You going to sit on it?
You going to take a picture of it?
You know, eventually.
What about it? I think he's going to sit on it before he takes a picture of it.
I'll sit on it and then take a picture of it.
That was a low-key burn of the fucking week, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Sorry.
Low-key burn.
It's all right.
Of the week. All right. Moving down the line here. Metal Gold Dairy. What'd you get?
Oh, that's me.
I got... You ready for it? Nothing.
What?
Dude, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for TFCon.
Nice. All right, moving right down the line.
Real quick. Done.
Dust.
Hey, cue that up one more time, baby.
This is the realm of looky-loos. Looking at shit all week.
We ain't collecting nothing. I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Use a window shopper.
That's it. That's it.
All right, Jane, don't disappoint us. What'd you get?
Nothing today. I'm waiting. I got the Thundercats Classic, Striker Madness, and some other stuff coming in, but it didn't show up today.
It's not here.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I think that's the first goose egg I've ever heard you get, James.
Yeah.
Not even DVDs, not CDs, no, nothing.
No.
Hit him up with another one.
No, I can't. No.
Get him another one.
The dude has bought enough to cover this week, so.
He's covered the spread.
I was just excited to get one in.
How about you, Chris?
Oh, hey, So, you know, I thought this was going to be one of those are we counting comics weeks, which I did pick up some comics this week.
Comics I'll allow.
Well, I picked up All-Star Batman.
Comics are good?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's a just, collectible thing.
So I picked up All-Star Batman number 2. I picked up Batman number 7. I picked up 2 and 3 of the Suicide Squad, and I picked up Teen Titans number 1. Really enjoying my My oldest is really digging the Rebirth stuff too, so we're kind of reading those together and asking. He's talking a lot and asking questions and stuff, which is really cool.
Oh, awesome, man. Physicals, right? Physicals.
Yeah. I'm buying Lucy's.
Ah, great.
Buying Lucy's. Cool, and man. I did, on the comic front, I did finally finish reading that book that just gleaned me like 6 months ago.
Just bring it to TFCon.
That's what I'm going to do. Cool. Infinity Crisis?
Then I'm gonna mule it back to his house.
Really? Yes. I'm gonna ship it. I'll ship it to
Brink. Ship it to the mule.
Ship it to the mule. But I did end up getting a couple things in today. One of which, shout out to my personal Amazon shopper, Dan. I got the can't see these packages worth of shit, but I got the Mayfix Batman Dark Knight Joker bank robber version, and I'm glad it comes with masks because his face looks like Maggie Gyllenhaal with the Joker makeup on it. It's fucking horrible. Nice. But he will always have the
she have does the blowjobs from the side.
What was this like? $40, I think, on sale.
Oh, you didn't get the 35.
No, it scared me. It's a damaged box. I'm like,
$5. So now, why are you shouting out Dan for that purchase?
Because Dan hit me up and said, "Hey, this is nice." Okay. It's been like $60-$70, so.
Yeah,
Dan hit me up because he and I are into the Batman stuff. And then I got one other thing, guys. And
Doll Life.
Here it is.
Well, here's the deal. Last week, obviously, took my collection in somewhat of a different direction, and I caught a bunch of shit for it.
Oh God, here it comes.
No, listen.
Well, I also saw that you lowered him too. So he's now.
I did because I wanted everybody to see him and all his light up eyes. Glow. You can't see. You can't see it. Hang on a second. You got to see this.
Fabric glory. All right, guys. He's got his headphones off. Who wants to fucking rape him first? Anybody? Anybody want to say anything? Come on, please. All right, he's coming back.
Okay, that's pretty.
I just need to show you that real quick.
Tell me.
That is dope.
You will. You will. but I will tell you that I had my eye on a Superman from the same line, and
oh no,
I slipped on it. I slipped on it, and the guy didn't have it. The guy didn't have it. So that was middle of last week. Obviously, you know, guys, my Transformers collection has really gone in a particular direction of late. And that seems to be away from here.
Just get on with it, son.
But I listen. This is a big deal for me. Oh, this God. Is a big deal. Dust, you got me zoomed in tight.
Zooming in, Brady.
We're zooming in. Are you ready?
Tight as hell.
Bam.
Oh, what? Hey, it looks great.
Decepticon.
It's a fucking Decepticon. I think that's worse than Doll Life.
I would have never guessed that ever, dude.
Despertron. Actually, it was a local guy here that the only other local guy I know that collects third party had picked it up, and he was in a pinch. You know,
No. He probably said, "This ain't fucking Megatron. This is douchebagatron." And wow. he said, "Chris, so buy it."
He told me he had some issues, but anyways, he let me have it on the cheap. I haven't messed with it past getting out of the box.
Does this make you in on Decepticons? Like, does this?
You know, we all know Chris is an Autobot guy.
He's in. Look at
how
his
do you
face.
Feel about he's it? Like, how you,
look, yeah. look at that.
He just found a new direction. He's
next week. Next week he's got a purple shirt on. You know,
he's like, I want to collect, and now I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Well, you know, Stunicon, I'll tell you.
See, yeah.
A lot better than them sharks, huh?
So you know, if I did do Decepticons all in, I'd get him, I'd get Soundwave, and I'd get the Seekers.
The main crew.
And Shockwave.
See, you know what? See, what are you thinking?
And Reflector.
I got him. I want this. I want that. I want, you're in.
Oh,
you're in
now. How can you deny season you're one? In. How can you just get the Seekers?
Chris, is there anything wrong with
everybody's talking over each other, so you're fucked, bro.
Look at that.
Is there anything wrong with that figure?
I mean, I haven't messed with it, and I never mess with the other one, so I don't know. It's a little, right. You know, it's a little tabby and flappy, and
right.
But, fucking Mr. Autobot. Right, so look at this.
You know what's gonna happen? And I'm gonna just put it out there now. Yes, I will buy that from you when you're ready.
No. I got first in.
Oh, did you already say?
No, when that shit, right when now, you're selling right. That shit for 50, holla.
So yeah, so you know. Well, I really
he's grabbing it again.
Look at he's touching it.
He's gonna buy them all at TFCon and have to rent a car to drive home.
But yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
He's got the mule.
Just in time for the release of Soundwave. This seems planned out to me.
Uh-huh. Do you see what he's doing there?
So you know, here's the deal, guys. You know, I'm gonna slow roll this. I'm going to see what happens. I'll go to TFCon. I might find some deals.
Oh, you know.
Yes.
Mr. Autobot.
You know, I got to change a few things now. It's not going to make sense on this.
Start
content.
No. I think you're still safe for the content. Because truth be told, I had the sharks at cons, and James took them off my not James, I'm sorry. Jarms took them off my hands. I missed that by a letter. So, you know.
Hashtag we bleed purple.
No, it's not going that far. There's no
I can't wait till you're like, you know what? I'm selling all my Autobots and I'm just collecting
all seven of them.
Look at that. Dude, you have that and you're in too deep now, dude. I know the way you are. That's it. It's done for you.
Yep, you see him looking at that?
Yeah, you gotta get
He's doing that LL shit like this. He's rubbing his hands. Licking lips.
Oh, you got some bling.
He's doing that LL. I'm making
those Birdman snakes over here.
Yep. You're snaking it up, man.
No, you're snaking it up. So, anywho.
I do have one thing to say to you, though, Chris.
What's up?
About Decepticon.
Yes.
$179.99.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, so that's my haul this week. I am
talking about
comics though. You know, I was going through my comics and I have I don't even know how many. I think 65 maybe issues of the Star Wars comics that Marvel's put out that I don't give a single fuck about. So if anybody out there in the world wants some, and I've never even looked at most of them. Anybody wants some of those, hit me up. I'll let them go.
Or he'll trade for Decepticon.
Yeah, for Reflector. Bombshell.
Let's not get too deep in here, guys.
You want that fucking season one joint, man? Throw it on the shelf.
Toy season World one? Debbie.
No. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay. Oh, so let's move on.
Wait, Chris. Oh. I think I found a good deal for you. I'm gonna see if what I can work out with the seller.
That's it. Doll life, man.
It's coming up soon.
That'll look great.
So, what scale is that, though? That's going to be the clincher.
Oh, that's
a Kent doll, so it's close.
Well, you know, and it's the Ren and Ralph.
It don't matter what it is. That man. Is glorious.
Get it on your show. Like it comes with a poster as well.
All right.
That's the exciting part.
He's got a mullet. Yeah. He's got the mullet back. He has some hair. Got some hair behind the ear.
It's a sweet, sweet.
When's Chris's birthday again?
I can't.
Coming up.
Just buy it. Whatever, just buy it.
I can't wait.
All right.
So,
hot toys now Decepticons. This is great.
Yep. So let's move right into Dan's
got
some news for us.
I have some things. I have things.
He's got some things. There's been lots of big Transformers news week.
Yeah, a little something.
Man, I watched James' show Saturday night, and it was like 1,000 hours of news.
It's a little.
999.9.
All right, so for those watching and listening, this is actually going to be a condensed version. If you want to see all the good stuff, make sure to check out Plastic Fanatics on Victory Saver 77's channel. But to start us off, I want to do something a little different. This is aimed towards Chris, because I know he likes the alien stuff, I'm sure. This
Not anymore.
This he'll buy, but this is the video game version of the Xenomorph.
I can't do it.
I didn't think you would.
Because I don't like any of the – I don't like any – see, they've done those characters for any – every
– Not even – okay, come on, look at those little arms. You want that, right?
He'd say, please.
Please. Please, my hat out, please.
You have room in that D-top.
You know what's funny? I have two cases of eggs that are just sitting down here because I haven't even – my kid keeps asking, when are you going to open all that alien shit? I don't know. I don't even know how to display it. So.
Well, this is how you display it, obviously. I mean,
okay.
With the purple classic.
With 16-bit backgrounds.
Hell yeah. But yeah, just something silly, a little quick, just to show you, since, you know, NECA. Moving on.
Shout out to Raekwon.
I actually pose those with the NECA Turtles game versions. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
The Terminator, who else? Those two guys that just came out recently.
Rambo, whatever. There was a Rambo.
Contra.
Rambo, Contra. Oh, yeah.
Predator.
I don't think Contra looked good.
Predator, they've done Batman, they've done Jason, a lot of them. Right. I don't like any of them.
Doesn't matter. Moving on, we have a new look from the company Comet Cave, who are known for doing their Iron Man suits in the 1/12 scale. They're now tackling the Suicide Squad.
It's a hard pass for me.
If I'm gonna buy something,
I'm gonna buy a doll. It's gonna be a big doll. I'm just like, leaving.
Real, look, you got to put bracelets on this thing.
Oh, I mean, he's very flashy, as we saw in the movie. But
I will say that is a costume that Hot Toys has not tackled yet.
Give him time.
Shout out to doll clothes makers. Hook me up.
And we got the Deadshot here. I mean, the likenesses are okay.
What's the price on these?
That I don't know. They just recently showed these, so these are just kind of on display. There's no price. There's no ETA. There's no nothing.
Who's making these again?
It's a Comet Cave. They've done some, like, they're the ones that do the die-cast Iron Man suits, and those run like about $100.
Yeah, Igor, so these will be less than that then, right?
You think?
Possibly.
Look at that wrist right there.
Yeah, I know. That's a little too heavy.
Pushed in.
$29.99.
Easy pass, because...
I know that dude.
Wow. Dude, hey, isn't that Dave Grohl?
Yeah. And for those listening, that we're looking at the Harley Quinn, who looks absolutely terrible. I mean, the clothes are done okay, but that head sculpt is
look
awesome.
At the hair. It just looks like cotton candy.
Sweet as gold. Let me see that. That's your role. So pretty much,
they're not terrible, man. If they're like $30, it's better than the DC.
They're
ones.
Not. They're gonna be $100.
They're gonna be $100, dude. Yeah.
Well, that's how much those Iron Man ones are. $100.
Yeah, you got so many other better choices out there.
These are fitted fucking clothing too. These are gonna be expensive. The only ones I'm actually interested are these two right here, which are the Joker henchmen.
Oh.
I like the little suits they got on, and I just like the idea of the Joker henchmen. So.
That looks like
dude, it looks like robot chicken. This is what they use for robot chicken.
Yeah. I don't know. These are the least hateful, as some would say, out of the bunch, for me at least. So
that one looks
something
bad.
Cool down the line, you know, considering several people are starting to
know him. He's from Mario.
Yeah.
Made from true material.
Moving on. This guy's been making the rounds a lot lately in toy photography.
So this is who?
Rounds.
What's his name? It's K2SO. Not K250. It's K2SO, everybody.
The Black Series K2SO.
And I don't understand the character.
The movie isn't out, so it's hard to...
Right, everybody's been posting him with their Death Troopers as if he's...
Yeah. Bad. I saw some people repaint him, too, to make him look a 3A-esque.
He has an Imperium symbol on his arm, so that might be why.
Yeah.
It might be. He's huge, though.
He's neat toy. Looking.
Is this the Black Series one?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, it is.
And there, I've seen those everywhere.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I just want to show it up because it's been a, he's been like the hot button for the.
It's cool.
The like, newest line of toys.
Well, did Dan say hot button?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
This and the fucking Death Trooper.
Hashtag nice. Wow.
Wow, you said hot button.
I will say that out of everything that was that came out last week retail on these Force Friday, the only thing that I have not just seen hanging on a peg was the Death Troopers. All these figures here hanging out on the shelf.
You know, this might be a good army builder when it goes on clearance for other types of shots.
Clearance.
Things to think about.
Did then you guys go do the Force Friday stuff last week?
You know, yeah. I had intentions, and I realized I had seen everything there was to see and had already had it, most of it in hand. So I sat my ass on the couch.
I've seen like a lot of people like weren't impressed. It wasn't all that good. It was nothing there. A lot of the things that were released are still there.
James, did you say you went?
No, I didn't. It was, all the stuff we saw was already pre-released, and it was still sitting on the shelf. 4 days later.
Yeah, there was nothing like, oh my God, it's gone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Dust, I think you even showed us a picture in your Walmart. They had like 3 feet of Star Wars.
Yeah, that's it. It was only about 3 feet. My Target was empty, but the Walmart was about 3 feet, and it had plenty of stuff. I don't know what I'm looking at, but it had some Black Series, it had some 3¾. And I know a lot of people talking about the 3¾.
It's funny, Walmart, some of them have those 3 feet, and some of them got this huge aisle shipper that had, I'm going to say, like 10 cases of these figures in them.
Yeah.
And just one next to the other, Walmart down the street. So it's very odd distribution. But you know, my Toys R Us, I went in there, gosh, was it Friday afternoon maybe? Yes, Friday afternoon. And they had completely redone the toys, the action figures rather. Like put all the NECA, the collectible stuff, like with the video games, which is weird. And then like totally blown out the – made the Transformer section actually bigger. And then Star Wars kept their whole aisle there. So,
we heard a little story about you, Chris, picking up some Star Wars with a certain deluxe.
I tell you what, man.
Plus the Fanatics.
Oh yeah, that dude's a lucky charm, man. He can. I found more stuff on that trip than I had found in a long time.
Actually, Chris, I had a question for you. There was a post I think Ronan made last week, something about social engineering. You said you might elaborate on it tonight.
Okay, so here's the deal. I got him early. I got the the hover tank pilot? Is that the Toys R Us exclusive?
Yeah,
something like that.
So I was in Arkansas for work, and me and Deluxe actually met at Toys R Us, and I was looking at the just looking through the figures, and I started noticing all the 3¾ Rogue One stuff out. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? And I turn around, and on a peg by itself, not in the right section, excuse me, my phone is exploding, was 4 of the hover pilots, hover tank pilots, whatever. So I go up to the counter, and I grab a TIE fighter pilot, something that I know would ring up. So I go up to the register, and the young lady working, she starts scanning. She's like, oh, we can't sell these. I'm like, yeah, you can. Just ring that one up. They're all the same. And she's like, no, we can't do that. That'll mess up our inventory, or just something, you know, that somebody that's been told something says. But, oh man, I can't believe you're. And I was joking with her. You know, I don't think Deluxe understood that I was kidding.
No, I thought he was getting
hostile. But I wasn't. I was just mouthy. Like, no, I wasn't mouthy. I was joking.
I'm sure you got mouthy.
No. What I said was, y'all need to pull all this stuff off the shelf because I'll
see y'all. Once you say y'all, it's over.
Dude, when in Rome,
you're on your fucking soapbox going, y'all.
I'm in Arkansas and I live in Alabama. I can say y'all.
Pilots,
yeah, I don't care. Once somebody steps up, something said y'all, everybody steps back. Watch out, he said y'all.
Anyways, it didn't like we were in a barbecue restaurant in North Carolina or anything. Jeez.
Uncomfortable barbecue.
Where they smile.
Y'all, he's got a bomb.
So the second woman who walked up, she takes him up to like the cash wrap or whatever. And she says, let me ask my manager. I'm like, okay. And so I walk over there and an older lady, that she says, yeah, that's fine. And I said, what's fine? She's like, you can have him. I'm like, okay, cool. So she let me buy them.
He got mouthy. He scared that lady.
Yeah,
I saw her reaching for her piece. In the chat right now. And the chat is delayed.
That's all right, because Deluxe can't see over the counter anyway. So
I can just see him walk up to the counter and put something up there.
He scared that
little nice little kid.
Chris, you should have just reached in your jacket like, I'll take these and everything you got in the back.
where are those MP sound waves?
Right. And then I promptly posted them for overpriced on the groups and got destroyed. But hey, it was a fun experiment, right?
Social experiment.
Socialexperiment.com. I actually got kicked out of a Black Series group because of that. But
That's shameless, man.
Quite right.
Oh, I just totally shameless.
I just don't care anymore. What is J. Ruse doing?
I'm retiring my photography background.
Oh my god. It's been bothering
you that much. You wearing slippers? What are you wearing?
It's all James' fault.
So that's the social engineering bit. I mean, I don't know how fantastic that story was, and it was apparently not anywhere near as fantastic as the version Deluxe decided to. Why don't you tell him? Why don't you tell him, Deluxe, about how I got those two Black Panthers out of that Barnes and Noble and how that transaction happened? Just say there was some heavy flirting going on, and it wasn't me. So, there's your social engineering story, Brian Brink.
Alrighty.
I don't know how fantastic it was. Sorry, Dan, didn't mean to hijack your post.
Oh no, all good. I didn't even
hijacking posts. That's a whole. It's a whole segment right there.
All right. So that's it for this guy. I just want to show him because he actually is kind of cool looking.
Yeah, we forget about that next.
Very different. All right. So getting off with Ed's favorite thing to talk about because, I don't know, I don't have anything funny to say. We have the Make Toys Rider Despotron.
Who's?
In color.
Ed who?
So you can see him in his kind of silly gun mode.
Yeah, the gun mode is bad on this thing, but the figure looks pretty cool.
Shout out to Chat Wiggum.
No, this is the one that goes with that new Optimus Prime.
Yeah, the Striker Manus, correct.
The Cross X Dimension or whatever they're calling it.
And then basically just, I'm sure everybody knows, but so I got it. This is just their own designs, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Megatron, it looks good, actually. It looks good all painted up. The legs, for some reason, bug me. It's like the little, like...
Yeah, these little edges here is kind of odd.
And I think the gun mode looks lame, but whatever.
It kind of looks like a double-headed dildo. So,
do you think them going their own way that they should have made it turn into a tank versus the gun? Do you think that would have been a better move for this figure?
I like that it's a gun.
You do?
Yeah, I think they went. They did the right thing.
Pay homage to the OG.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in on this series until they get to Bumblebee, then I'm probably out.
Like, I have a question. Is it homage or homage?
I say homage sometimes. And I say,
so you say
however you wish to pronounce it.
Yo, shout out to my homie Homage. I used to hang out with him in the Glenwood Projects, you know.
Shout out to y'all.
So, Jame, are they planning on doing a Bumblebee, or were you just saying
that? Yeah, that was the next one I believe that they showcased.
So you're just in for the Prime and the Megatron then?
Yeah. I mean, I might get another one, but I don't like the Bumblebee.
So where do you put these guys, though? Like, where do they go with your chug?
Yeah.
The garbage. No. Right next to the masterpiece.
All right, moving on.
Masterpiece, shit piece.
It goes in the masterpiece room.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We've looked at this before. I just want to look at it quickly again because it's fucking gorgeous, even though it's not painted yet.
Gorgeous. This is the gorgeous master enough to buy? Would you get it?
Dude, man, I'm not saying I wouldn't, because
I don't know. The greens, that green is a tough color. If they did the black Zarek version,
$235.99.
Is that how much that is? It's $235.
I don't know.
Omega was like $140, I think.
Yeah, it's probably go ahead, Dan.
God, fucking look at that.
Yeah, Metroplex was $110.
Dan, you got a price?
I do not.
I think Trypticon.
Because it's still in progress.
J-Roo's got a price.
Bigger. This is significantly bigger than the other ones. So
I gave you the two prices. Let me see if I can find this one.
One at a time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just said it's significantly bigger than the other ones.
Yeah, here, you can see that's next to Omega Supreme. Oh, there is two different.
Is that a Fort Max, the other one?
whatever. Oh, it might be. I don't know. I can't tell. Right.
So the Triptychon is 135. Omega was 135.
Metroplex was 170.
Wow. I thought it was 110. Okay, so it's 170.
It might have gone up because I think it was around that price.
I'm pretty sure it was 110. Oh, no, the statue is sold out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just wanted to look at that real quick because it means fucking look at that, though.
That's rough,
fucking
man.
Great.
So we are the crabs on your pubes. You crab.
All right, this actually just...
This is good.
Well, I didn't just see it, but I just remembered it. But we
I don't understand.
30th anniversary Transformers. Optimus Megatron.
Hasbro presents.
But what did this? Is this legit or is this?
Everybody just wet their pants when they saw
and
it.
Nobody knows what the fuck is going on with this right here.
I don't feel like this is.
I thought this was a custom that someone did because they are bringing back that box, but it comes with the classics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Optimus.
Because that's the MPP-10, the Voyager class one, and that's Hegemon, right? Is the other
and then Hegemon.
Yeah. Yeah,
looks great.
Yeah, it does actually.
I'm in. I'm in.
What, you guys, what if Hasbro just did do that? It's like, fuck everybody.
Fuck them all. You
guys Hasbro all along.
Yeah, they could probably get sued since they're based out of the U.S. Somebody could probably sue.
Yeah, it's definitely fake. It's but the other way it's around. It's great. I mean, and if you go back, Dan, go back one. I mean, you can see like the split in the foam.
Right.
I'm reaching on the screen like you guys could see it, but there's a split in the foam.
Oh, and... isn't that kind of weird foam that you get?
Yeah. It's like, great. But no, man, it's dope, man. If it's going to come out on a KO market, I'm there. Who's not going to want that, man?
You, sir, are a joke. Is this real? No, this one I like. Pfft, whatever, you like this. Sure.
Very neat custom box.
I thought Dan was taking fucking shots at me. I'm like, whoa, hold up, bro.
People are funny. All right, moving on.
Get up your ass like a G-string.
This, which is pretty fucking neat, probably going to be expensive as hell, is a... I think this is X2 Toys. They're taking Teletran 1.
Fucking wanted one like this for Chug. Now it's coming out for Masterpiece.
Well, huge. You know what? Go back to that picture. You got to understand they got those stands behind it. There's those bases behind it. So it's not going to have those orange things behind that. So you're just going to have the computer part. So
But those wall pieces you can buy separately.
Yeah, it's great, man. I really, I'm so glad that
so good.
Third-party companies need to get in their lane with this extra shit. The shit
I'm in. I'll wait for the crash.
Yeah, you're in until it's like $124.99.
Still, it's where do you fucking put that shit? It doesn't fit in the DTOF.
Whoa, $124.99.
No, just kidding, dude. No, if this thing is
motherfucker said I'm in.
If this thing is over $60, I'm out.
I was like, scream. Hit the brakes
for what something like that. That's gonna be painted up for 120 is probably not out of the ball. Not out of
no, that's out of your realm of mind.
Stretch at 75. I can see it being 75.
If it's $50, I'm fucking like, what?
Yeah,
nope. Honestly, that's gonna be $129.99.
No, that's gonna be over $100. Easily over $100.
Yeah, I mean,
that's especially fully painted.
The amount of detail, the amount of paint, they're probably.
There's no articulation.
You think to put in LEDs or any type of.
Hold on. Hold on. Shut up.
All right, seriously,
stop.
It's $20. If it's not $20, nobody buy it.
Chris?
Taking orders.
Crash Box. Chris.
Taking orders.
Oh, I can't fucking speak? Shit.
Dan.
Chris, how much do you charge for a diorama piece?
Dan, speak.
Smallest size.
This my stuff starts at $50. The DTOF stuff is like a lighted DTOF was like $135.
Fucking exactly. That's for a handmade piece too. This is going to be a high production piece. This is going to be about that price.
Yeah, high production. They're going to make 12.
Well, you know what I mean though. It's not going to be the handmade stuff like you do, but it's going to be
It's going to be over $100 easy.
But once those sell out, they're going to skyrocket in price.
Yep. Just like that other one. What was it? iGear. Yeah.
iGear. Yeah.
Taking orders. Hit me up. I'll make it happen.
There you go.
Give me paint it purple. I'll paint it purple.
How's that Megatron treating you?
What Megatron?
You can't stop touching.
Can't stop tucking the fucking Megatron.
It's a little more fiddly than I'd like it to be honest. But
yeah, of course.
You never collected a
Planet X Trypticon.
No, it's not a G1 Megatron. That's
we're waiting for everybody else.
No, I had I had Masterpiece Soundwave back in the day. Before I saw the light, so to speak.
It's on. You can pre-order it on BBTS right now.
Don't need it.
For cheaper. Oh, you got it. You got another one. Oh, he got one already.
What is this you're showing us now, young Daniel?
are we good to move on? We good? We can talk about this?
Sure.
All right. So we looked at this briefly, I think.
I thought this was a podcast where we discuss things.
I don't know. It just seems like a circus anymore.
We're phoning it in.
Seems like a circus anymore.
Dan, you like phoning it in, don't you?
Oh, I try not to, but
every week, bro.
So
Brian, you're too quiet.
I want to take bets.
How long is this for? Nobody knows how to share. It's great.
It's Monday night. It's chat time.
I want to see how long.
I'm not here to talk.
The show. Just give me a few more minutes.
We do the show from the chat.
Dan's going to be on about 3 to 5 minutes.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, good. As long as you're ready. So, Planet X Trypticon or their apocalypse. A little bit clearer picture. Their
I'm over this already.
Cybertron Trypticon, this big.
It's bad.
I don't like it. It looks
like the video game, but I don't really want one that looks like the video game.
Seriously, though, I mean, it's right there. What's going on with that little crotch area?
Brian, talk about it, buddy.
There's a face.
But there's a point.
There's a face in his crotch.
Glory lies within.
He's made of two.
When your crotch is a monster face as well, you're not someone to be fucked with.
But look at his goatee is like just perfectly sticks out. Like he straight up has a dick.
He calls that the French tickler.
Yeah. Wow.
His stinger. Wow. Let me show you my stinger.
So when are we getting a Metroplex for this guy?
Oh my god, I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if this guy comes out. Oh,
nicely done.
That's great.
Shout out to Planet X.
What's the
it even looks worse now.
you can never unsee that, right?
Yeah, that's great. So, Monster Crotch is in the house.
Is there any information about the size?
Are they going to size
it to the Omega Supreme, or are they going to size it to the Metroplex?
Looking at the same pictures I am.
That's why I asked, is there any information out?
No.
Not that I have found.
The only information that I see, and I'm looking right now on my phone, is just don't buy this fucking thing. That's what it says right here.
I mean, the Omega Supreme is really good.
What's the alt mode?
It's Nemesis, I believe. Okay. I think it's parts forming.
So then that explains the fucking dick face.
Hashtag dick face.
Omega was parts forming, so this is probably going to parts form too.
And Dan keeps going back to the dick face.
He's enthralled by it.
He's all about the dick face.
It's on the ground there. Is that just a shadow?
A reflection of somebody's Converse.
Yeah, he's got some, shell toes right there.
All right. Then Chris's favorite thing ever.
Oh, Jesus.
Toy World Cup.
You know, this is like getting pictures of your kid back from their first day of school and being disappointed. God damn, they can fuck up a free lunch over there.
Yeah, this is about fucking being disappointed, period.
Dude, you knew this was going to be bad when we saw
the proto. Yeah, we saw the proto. We were like, holy shit. But then
that vehicle mode, I mean, come on. It's a fucking triangle with fucking wheels on it. How hard is it? Oh, you can't.
I mean, the vehicle looks great. The vehicle mode looks great.
You got to let me have this for a minute. Go all back, right. Please.
Go
please
back, go back. Back. Come on. Give him his moment. Autobot moment.
How hard is it to do this fucking toy? It's not that fucking complicated. Literally, you take the G1, you give it a fucking A stance and some goddamn knees, and you're probably pretty fucking good. How fucking hard is it to fuck this up?
What's just going on?
You're not talking loud enough, Chris.
It's family night, so. Kids are out of school. And most of the time, it bothers people more when people are angry and they don't get loud.
It's Rosh Hashanah. We got to keep it quiet.
I'm going to tell you, man. this may stop me from buying any Toy World product
there. Yeah, man, it's pretty fucking bad. That is horrendous. The vehicle looks great.
And then the fact that they're like, oh, we can go ahead and rip you off with a repaint into Orion Pax, who literally looks nothing like that.
Yeah, man, go bankrupt. It's all good, man. Go bankrupt. We're here for you guys. We're here for you.
And let's not even talk about
looks better as Orion Pax.
Yeah,
it looks better as Orion Pax, absolutely.
Let's not even talk about that Springer.
Or that
maybe it was made for Orion Pax first.
Probably. Who knows? Who knows?
That Prime is bad.
It sucks, dude. Yep.
But that Devastator is so good.
Let's talk about that Prime for a minute. Who's the customer there? Who's gonna buy that?
Who's gonna take the weight? You're saying?
What if it's $80?
Ah, right? Luke Cage.
Yeah. Size
Luke,
of,
you know
Luke
who Cage wants, reference. You know who wants this? Everyone who complains that their season 3 bots are too big. So this, they can put this on the shelf with them.
I complain that my season 3 bots are too big, and I'm not getting
your masterpiece cards.
You don't know what you're doing. You're collecting wrong.
Tell him, James. Tell him. What'd you say? Your masterpiece cards, what?
Are going to look so much smaller. They already are.
That truck mode is so bad, too.
You know what's funny? That Optimus Prime was dead in season 3, so it doesn't fucking matter.
The bash.
No, he wasn't.
So he came back
as a zombie, and then he came back to save them from the plague.
Yeah. Brink, you collect primes. Are you in for this one?
Yeah, I think it looks great.
Oh, really? Whoops.
Oh, man. I mean,
whoopsie.
Are you in for that Orion Pax then, too?
No.
Whoopsie.
Pre-Optimus.
Well, pre-op. I know, but I mean,
just stop and
pre-op. Oh, no, no, this is good.
Pre-op.
Prime is good. Yeah.
Why don't we shout out Stoptimus?
Stoptimus. Hey, man, more money in my wallet then if we do that. That sounds good. Don't make them anymore.
Toy World Stoptimus. It's all good.
No. Well, the thing is, you guys are making fun of the way it looks in the front, but Dan, I don't know if you got a pick of the way it looks in the back. Cause that's
probably not.
That's really bad.
I did not get one, but it's bad. Like the tires.
Look at his shoulder. You can't even zoom in.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dan. Just real quick, how long have we been doing this show?
A little over a year.
So, how do you possibly have a friend request hanging out there when you're showing your Facebook page, and you haven't confirmed Van Brewer?
Van B? No, get out of here. But you better click it right now.
Let's just knock that out real quick while we're on the air.
Yeah, come on. Get rid of it right now.
Wait, maybe Dan tried to friend him and Van's saying no.
Oh.
No, I don't think that's how the internet works.
Dad, let's make it happen, son.
All right,
he's not going to go away. He's still there. Oh, he's still there again.
Oh, wait. You
how many picks did he go?
You flew right by the fucking Seekers.
Don't worry.
He was trying to fly by the Van B.
All right, so next we have the Transform Missions.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't even know.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
Do you know, Dust? Who is it?
So bad.
Transform Missions.
That trailer.
Yeah, said it.
What's wrong with it?
So, we have the Motor Master that's a little misaligned, a little beat up, but hey, it's a prototype.
Don't try to test me, Dan.
I will say this is the nicest photo I've seen of that Motor Master. Every photo I've seen, it's been fucking bad ones.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't it look like a pile of parts in another picture? Like literally like somebody karate chopped the trailer?
Dude, the truck looks really good.
Speaking of karate chops,
the trailer.
Why would you parts form the trailer, all things?
Well, didn't they do that with the Fans project back in the day? Wasn't that partially a parts former?
It was all that the whole trailer came apart and became the guts for Menasor.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. Doesn't bother me so much. Like that's the least of this set's problems in my
opinion. Yeah, I've seen a lot of Courtney Love pictures of this guy.
Courtney Love.
Sorry, Russ, but you're all alone on this one.
Yeah, man. Listen. If anybody wants to buy, I have the first one. $80 shipped in the U.S.
That looks like the Chug Sideswipe and legs. Remember the Chug Sideswipe legs?
Yeah.
The same knees, yeah.
It looks exactly the
That's awful.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I'll ship it tomorrow. I'm serious.
That's his whole – he's still going. The whole rear bumper on his kneecaps. The whole rear end of the car. Oh my god!
I mean, it's great, man.
Let me ask. Brian Wink is probably in on this one too. Hey,
Brian, you in this?
No.
Let me ask.
Let me ask a question.
Would you rather have this set or Hasbro's Combiner War set?
Ooh, this set.
Really? If I have, do I get the add-on kit for the Combiner Wars?
Do I have to pay for it?
No. I'm just saying, if you were mandating one representation of this character and you had to pay for it, would you rather have the Minasaur with add-on kit from Hasbro?
Oh God!
Or
humanity?
Or this?
The humanity.
This Transformations Minasaur.
I would probably have no representation.
No. In this fantasy world I've created.
Fuck you, Chris. You have to have. You saying one or the other?
Yeah, one or the other.
C-dubs.
Okay.
I do have a serious question, though. I'm dying to know what the translation is for Fox Foxman over there.
Let's find out.
It's not behind no good. I need a translator for
that. Shout out to Foxman Fox. Brian Brink's new fucking name.
The only people who like this are non-Transformers collectors.
No.
Shout out to Asian Kid Matt.
Russ knows this.
Russ
is totally.
Russ, I see IDW look, man.
Don't put that hate on him. I got you, Russ.
No, for real, though, like, I'm getting out of it because just right now they just don't look good to me as a set, but if the reviews come out and the combined form is awesome, I would be back in. But I'm just not.
That's what it's all about, the combined.
Yeah.
2 years from now.
Well, that's why we buy a combiner.
I'm just getting out now before it's too late.
Well, you wait.
And then I'll just pick them up.
You got that. You'll get it for two. You got the Compitron fucking Ziggies, man. The Compitron joints. You know, we got that.
He actually looks good.
Yeah, that looks good. I'm not hating on that at all.
Yeah, really?
I'm gonna wait till they're all released, just like you said, Jess.
It might be worth just getting him.
Well, Mona Master.
Well, yeah. We'll likely see them in a couple weeks here.
He's got kind of a big chest there.
He is normally a bulky guy. I don't know about those shoulders.
I don't know about them shoulders.
Yeah. I
don't remember no shoulder cannons, but I'm not an IDW guy either. You see how I put that twang on there?
It looks good in the comic. Like, it looks awesome in the comic. And even the drawings that they showed of this look good, but it's just starting to, I don't know, dude, I'm getting my my radar is going up. Something's fucking not feeling right to me.
Yeah. I mean, this is why sometimes it's not good to have these prototypes and test shots out there.
They put this on the shelf like, yo, we repping.
Yeah. Fuck dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Kill people.
All right, that's what I got for those fellas.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, so we have X-Trans bots. This is Trailbreaker.
It looks good.
Holy I think shit. This
and Hoist.
This might be the best looking of the three.
I gotta say the best cartoon.
I'm canceling my pre-order for
Toon Tickle looking
because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm canceling my pre-order for the other MMC.
X-Transbots, their issue has never been sculpts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, their sculpts always been on point. Yeah.
But the quality is going up from what I've heard. So
yep. Yep.
What was the last legit thing they put out? Was the Scourge, right?
No.
Well, I heard, wasn't Ollie like a disaster, though? Yeah. Ollie 2.0?
What about it was based off Ollie, the original. So, I mean, you couldn't expect all the second one to be better.
Wreck-Gar was great.
You would expect the second.
And Arcos.
Arcos was fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's come on, guys. X-Transbots is KFC. So.
Well, I know, but I mean, there's still some differences in just the quality. You know what I mean?
Yep.
These
it looks great. They always had it on the fucking engineer, man. These fucking guys. If Keith just takes the fucking extra fucking 2 steps. Makes it work. Just do it, man. Just take it.
I mean, just based off of, I think their Cyclonus looks great. And based off of their Scourge, I think there's a good chance These could be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll have some dumb, stupid transformation where you have to flip some tiny little lever back and forth.
Yeah, look at this. Look at the little nozzle thing on his arm. Looks like that flips in or something like that. Yeah. Like it's got a
little. They always fuck up with the little fucking little gadgets and the little fucking swivels and the little fucking bullshit. Go big, baby. Go big.
There's not much to this, though, for transformation-wise.
Yeah. Remember, we got fans toys also. So.
Oh, wait. Was there an alt mode for this or no? Just no. A bot mode.
Yeah, there is.
There is. But I did not get a picture of it.
I'm sure Dan didn't get it.
That's all right.
You're more than welcome to do it next time if you want.
Yeah, I will.
Let you run the whole thing.
I asked you today, and you said you got it.
Does it look?
I guess you were phoning it in.
I'm trying to stop the fight. If you didn't notice,
I guess. How does it look? You picked up your iPhone and phoned it in.
How does it look in all mode compared to the other two?
As usual.
As far as just the way it looked, the camper is a little bit more boxy on the back. But it looked in line with everything with the MMC from what I can remember.
Because the Bad Cube, I think, had the better alt mode.
But now it
has the worst bot mode.
Jame on Saturday showed the Bad Cube after these, and the Bad Cube looks fucking terrible now.
The
alt mode doesn't have like the suspension left. It looks like a little lower to the ground compared to the other ones.
Like the Bad Cube isn't even out yet, and it already doesn't hold up.
Yeah, this one actually looks. Really
and you get quite a bit of accessories with these guys too.
Cool. And they actually gave them different legs.
I like how Hoist comes with the alien mask.
This Hoist still has those flaps. I know the flaps are accurate, but these still has the flaps on the back of the arms too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be there. I didn't like them at first until I saw. I don't know why a robot would be walking around with flaps under his arms in a cartoon.
But
it was accurate.
Are his legs round in the cartoon? I
don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Round. Round.
Looks like he's round. Of like
Don Quixote pants.
What the fuck?
That's what it looks like.
What are Don Quixote pants?
Just Google Don Quixote, like a Spanish conquistador, you know, like they just have some fucking weird pants.
Fucking Florida life. That's Florida life.
I just bought some of those pants this weekend.
Did you buy some Zubaz in a fanny pack?
Ooh.
I don't know what Zubaz is. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. We're fixing to show some Zubaz.
Ooh. Color. That's a color. Did you bash? Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
This guy's official handle is Aegis?
Aegis.
Thank you.
Do you guys think that's a small hand? Cameron Moriarty says, that is a small hand. I think it's just a shadow.
Yeah, it's kind of like small.
Got a small dick.
Call it out.
It's all relative.
Oh, that's funny. Hoist looks good.
Yeah, Hoist looks
good. Strypticon got to it.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I just want to show the digital.
James afraid to say anything to you.
Cool, man. Yeah. He put a lot of time in, so shush.
All right, and last thing we want to look at.
No, there were some other pictures to go through in that. Oh,
yeah. it's not in Dan's world.
Oh.
Here, I got you. Don't worry, baby girl. I got you.
Cody sent him a message, but he didn't.
Oh, look.
All right, well, there we are. Yeah, Carn Effect.
Yeah, there he is. Referring to. Supposedly, he's got somebody got a shipping notice for him already.
Yeah,
I don't want to say any name. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is. He posted it.
It was on Facebook. That's right.
Yeah. All right.
If it's on the good book, it's all good.
Now, isn't this the exclusive for TFCon, or is there not an exclusive with the hook? We saw something about someone having the hook.
I think the PSX pre-order comes with that little.
Oh. Does anybody know if this is actual wire or just really painted like rope or something?
That would be Planet Steel Express. Oh. Fucking Decepticon.
So that's the guy that bought Megatron.
I should maybe change my pre-order. I wonder if they still got it.
No,
is everybody. Are you guys all in on this? Brink, are you in on it?
No, but I'm thinking about it heavily.
Oh, go ahead, Jane. What'd you say?
Fine, I'll get it right now. Don't kick me off the show.
Kick him off.
You didn't boot him. Dan, are you
almost got it. Hold on.
I am not. I was going to, but this is just not something I need.
He was right. He was so excited for it, and now
I was.
I mean, I understand that sometimes the wait and the tease, you just like fucking them over it. Jay Ruse, you're on for this?
Yep. I have it pre-ordered.
And what love about you, comics,
Dust? Oh, fuck no.
Dan, Jay Ruse, the only one on the panel.
Oh, I'm in on it.
Chris,
I'm sorry. I thought you said no.
No, I want this.
Ah, sorry. My bad.
I'm
Chris,
sorry.
You getting that?
You asking me if I'm getting it?
No.
We're going to get a copyright strike.
Nope.
Well, I hope Bishop Bullwinkle gets his nickel out of the deal.
There you go, Jay Ruse. There's the alt modes.
Thank you, Codemus.
These aren't bad. These are good.
Yeah, no, they don't look bad. Like I said, the camper is a little bit more like 1980s style, but
yeah, it's an actual camper.
It looks way better than Bad Cube, though.
No, I think the Bad Cube alt mode was pretty good.
Nah, I think it looks better.
I agree to disagree.
Nah, I like.
For somebody that phoned it in, he didn't do it.
You know what? He phoned. Actually, Cody phoned it in, right? Didn't Cody phone it in? Shout out to Cody for phoning it in.
Oh, it's the same. It's the same Cody price.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your alt modes for him.
In case you guys are wondering, Carnifex is the same price on Planet Seal Express as it is in Big Bad Toy Store.
Great. Next,
$185.
Shipping on this.
What's the cost of that thing?
All right. $180, $190, I think.
$179.99.
That's a big bot.
James? Excuse me, James? Shh, everybody shush. What did you say?
Hold on. Chris is playing.
Sorry.
I called him.
Sorry.
Licking Megatron's ass.
I'm not going that far with it.
What are we looking at now? The IG? The Toy World. Seekers.
Yes, these are the Toy World Seekers. We have all three of them in Kona. We have Dirge, Ramjet, and...
Dirge.
The other way around. Thrust. Thank you. Thrust, Ramjet, and Dirge. I gotta say, they look pretty damn good for me. To me.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
A little strange.
Yeah, Thrust is a little off.
Thrust is wrong.
A little off. That's
something about that I like, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm about to. I may end up picking that one up.
Hopefully, we can do a little something with that.
I like them too, and it doesn't bother me that it's off a little bit with the wings and stuff.
Oh, it's off.
Because I mean, this is ultimately what I would assume people are going for. Because I mean, if you need your alt mode, Takara's probably going to have you handled.
Oh yeah. Like I would keep if I got these again. I would probably keep these in bot mode. I would put the Takara in alt mode.
God, man, there's a lot of animosity against these things.
I think these are nice.
What's up,
Mike? Larger just, size, too.
The chat's blowing up. What dropping you say, F-bombs.
B, what's going on, B?
I'd rather spend the $179.
Hey, Brian. Come on, Brian. What's going on?
Oh, hang on.
About it. Come on, Brian. It's all
Masterpiece Shipbeast is just still pissed off about that cup. I don't think he's going to do anything to our world
hang
ever
on.
Again.
Hang on. Listen, I have a newfound opinion here. So clue me in again because I haven't been paying attention. Who makes these?
Toy World.
Okay, these are hot fucking garbage.
Why? All right, Brian, bring back to the chat, baby. Light up the chat. What's going on in the chat, B?
Dude, as soon as the pick comes up, people are just like, fuck Toy World. Fuck these guys. Fuck them. They suck.
I mean, they just look bad.
Hey, you bleep out the curses, right?
I don't have...
My mom watches this show. No, I'm just
fuck
your mom. Fuck your mom.
Fuck your mom.
First of all, fuck your mom. I did. Click the claim.
The Jackals are at their best now.
Dude, but before that, people are like, there's no dick face. It needs more dick face.
Planet X needs to do these guys.
I don't have as strong a connection to the Coneheads as like Starscream and Skywarp. So
they're for friends.
If they're a little bit more stylized, I'm okay with that.
Now these look fine. I mean, the vehicle modes look.
Yeah, they look just like great. The G1. It's just that one robot.
I mean, I couldn't tell you they were the G1. It's something to do with the upper leg.
Yo, man, that one womp womp, man, to the left.
It is definitely stylized.
It's they a womp womp.
And they're huge too, right?
Yeah, they're bigger than
bigger,
I mean, are they bigger than my Megatron?
They will be.
They will be.
They on that Pikachu.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Chris. Toy World's got you covered with a taller Megatron, I'm sure, coming.
Nice. If it looks as good as that cup, I'm gonna double down. I'm gonna go the Jisk route with that cup. One to throw away and one to break.
Wow, Toy World get no love. I'm a Toy World guy, man. I'm in their corner,
I don't see a Devastator on those shelves back there.
Remember, their Trailbreaker is bought.
Yeah, I don't see a Constructor back there. I don't see you renting an apartment next door to fucking stand his ass up.
That's right. You're only as good as your last two-foot-tall combiner.
It's in the next room, bro.
Yeah, I just want to highlight this guy because, like I said, this one's kind of calling my attention. And I actually have a pic here that I want to show you guys of that face and just how great it is. I mean,
hey, honey, I started collecting.
No!
Why is Justin's face on here?
Internet personality.
Dude, he posted that in like one of our
Internet personality, just an L. That's the figure I want, man. Shout out to Toy World. If you got
I saw it this morning and I laughed my ass off. I couldn't stop laughing at that.
I will buy that tomorrow. That's $179.99 well paid.
Look, can somebody make some stickers?
Shout out.
I don't really care about this. I don't want it. That was all for that gag.
You know, I was all in for these fucking guys until I just recently see these, man. I don't know. Just wait it out.
Those walls are pretty cool. Those walls are cooler than the fucking toys that are on them.
Isn't Toy World making these too? Isn't that one of their things that they're putting out? Are these little bases?
I
Thought so. But a question about this Devastator. So the G2 Devastator comes with that screaming face. Do you think they'll make that face available by itself?
Oh, I need a screaming face.
Maybe.
It's called an O-face.
When you pay $600 for a figure, you got a screaming face.
Well, like they did with the purple barrel for Mixmaster.
I don't see
why. That was just retarded.
The purple barrel?
Yeah, I got this purple barrel over here. It's only $60.
Well, that was just retarded. You know what cracks me up, Jisk? As talented as you are, why the fuck didn't you just paint the goddamn thing purple?
Then you're painting it. And it's you immediately now. Wait, it's garbage.
Dan's going through fucking like Dan, so much shit right now.
Stop at the Sharktacon.
You can go forward.
Oh, I want that night.
What are you doing, Dan? Yeah, what the fuck?
Okay, son's been on fire lately. What's the translation? Seafood, appreciating meat, where to buy. Find Almighty, my dad, you know, I bought two, LOL.
Wow.
I am looking for these.
Now I got to see the translation for all these people. What's up with Ben Wong?
Why are we stopping here?
Because I asked him to. Bought this
at least three or more.
I didn't know this. Other was that.
Yeah.
What's up? It may be wherever in the world this is.
Thereby.
All right.
No waste turn?
Didn't you just sell yours?
Oh, I don't need them. Somebody else does in my house.
Alrighty, that is all I have for you folks today.
You go back, you
yeah,
like
go back seven, to that. What's up with that?
Like five, or, yeah, like a couple pictures that you went back out.
It's all right.
It's too late
this week.
He's over it.
Well, you know what? Dan, he's over it because I'm going to eject him from this fucking call.
Dan, thanks for the news breakdown there on all those Transformers.
Yeah, no problem.
And other related toy items. So let's roll right into what segment should we do next?
Photos. We don't have any because Dan fucking cut it short.
No, we have.
Let's do that.
Let's do what? Well, actually, if you read the notes,
these nuts. Oh.
I tried to build somewhat of a schedule of events here. So the next thing I had was someone who's probably not prepared.
Let's according, see. I just like according to the notes, we just went through Dan's snore.
are you just now seeing that?
I didn't notice it before.
So next up, we're gonna let Mr. J. Roots take the wheel like Jesus in the Carrie Underwood song. Or he's going to stare blankly at the screen.
Oh, no, I forgot to transfer a photo. My bad.
He's totally looking blank at the
screen. All right.
So what you want me to do?
So.
We've come off the rails on this one.
Realm.
Really?
We're phoning it in.
Phoning so, in. So, every week, this segment is where we feature artists from Instagram that use the hashtag Realm.
Realm.
Was that a JISC? Realm?
Realm.
Realm.
Realm of hashtag Realm of Collectors. Every week I pick 5 photos from Instagram and feature them live on the show every Monday night at 8 p.m. If you want your picture to be featured, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors. So let's start here with the ever so popular droid from Rogue One. His name is?
KS50.
Leroy.
Leroy.
KS.
Hashtag fuck J Roos.
KS.
K2SO.
K2SO.
KRS1.
Don't stop.
With a couple of Death Troopers behind them by at Toy Box Picks. Awesome. Really clear shot. Really like this shot. Especially with the perspective with the 2 Death Troopers in the background. And the eyes lit up. Actually. Is this the Black Series?
It looks like the Black Series. It's got the same.
It's got to be effects.
A less paint than, or excuse me, more paint than what we saw earlier. But
no, it's the exact same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because of the like the paint chipping on it, like
yeah,
it's the same.
Okay. Wow. Good job at Toy Box Picks. Love this shot.
Is someone like making meth right now? What is it?
Brian's
Brian, man. Brian's making a drink. He's like one ice.
He's all mad at these.
Like, my picture wasn't featured. Wait, I'm not on Instagram.
Fucking ice.
No, somebody's going to find out whose picture wasn't featured. He's going to be a little upset. This is another shot of a Death Trooper by a newcomer at Andy B. Nerdy. Death Trooper's outside in some jungle area outside. Basically an outdoor pick. It's an awesome shot. Good job at Andy B. Nerdy.
I'm seeing a theme. Again.
No, there's no theme. There's no theme. Uh-oh. Wait, who's this picture by, Chris?
I know it's not J. Roos.
It looks like somebody that has a chip on their shoulder.
Somebody who cut the news off early tonight.
Dude, yeah, just look at all the good pictures. You know, some people don't have time to go on the internet, but no, it's fine. At Harvey_Dent claims this is an old picture he took a while ago.
It actually is, I believe it.
No, I don't know because I don't go on Instagram. And
it's called Spidey Pissin' Blood.
So awesome shot. I really like the emotion in the pose.
Dexter.
All right.
Blood. Jerking the blood. Jerking the blood.
That is what it looks like.
Yep.
Well, now I don't like this picture anymore. He is unfeatured.
He's unfeatured.
He's unfeatured. You are out of the spotlight.
No, it's great. It's a good pick.
No, nah, good job.
Let me kick that fucking mop bucket over and skeet, skeet, skeet.
So let me ask you a question. All this debris and shit, is that like you? I know you bought those pieces, but did you repaint them, like weather them?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Nice.
That's good job.
Fucking detail, man. It's all about that detail, son.
Is that the sock he uses in front of him for his skeeting?
That's a trash bag, but yes.
That's where the flips come in.
I wish you put more. I wish you would put more of the same emotion into these fucking pictures that he did to this podcast. But you know, whatever. Phone it in.
All right, if you want to buy the tickets to the fight between me and Dust, I'm selling
them. Phone it in, TFCon baby.
So it'll take place at the fountain at the square downtown.
$200 to the winner.
Asses in seats, baby.
Yeah,
$200.
Yeah, $200. Right. So you guys are putting you guys are both putting up your $200.
Yeah, $220 actually. Yeah. You're gonna put up $220.
That is one masterpiece Decepticon, Chris. $220. All right. Next.
I like those garbage bags though. That's cool.
I really like that pick, by the way. Ski ski.
At kid underscore cosmic 82 with some new X-Men, Rogue and Wolverine fighting an old school Sentinel. This Sentinel is Hasbro? This is Hasbro, right? Yeah.
Is that the
San Diego Comic-Con exclusive?
That's the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive color?
I believe so, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's because it was more accurate than the Toys R Us one.
I don't mean to interrupt the show, but I know you're screen sharing so no one else can see it, but I can see it. It's the first time I've ever seen Jane without a hat on.
You haven't been paying much attention. Oh,
we go live right now. Did we get him?
I tried.
I changed the camera real quick. Did we get him, guys?
I don't think so.
No.
Let us know if we got him.
That was so funny, man. He moved fast.
Damn right.
Hey, total sidebar here. Shout out to the Knight underscore of underscore Ren 789 for giving us a shout out on Instagram. Telling everybody to come check the show out. So
nice.
Appreciate the love there, Knight of Ren.
Spread it out.
Yeah.
So good shot at kid underscore cosmic 82. It's actually a second shot. The first shot was
everybody said I got him.
A rogue doing the fastball special with Wolverine. So awesome job, actually.
So the fastball special is something different in Alabama, but
so how does
I'm gonna Google
so
that.
How did he do this? Because this is incredible. This photo,
Brian, you want to bring it down?
He threw the figures in the air and had one of those cameras. Bunch of pictures.
Go.
I'm going to pick one that works.
Well, dude, if you see like how the light is shining off each fig, it's like the direction of the light is the same. I don't know. I'm amazed.
If you take the photo without Rogue in it and then take the exact same photo again with Rogue, it's easier to remove the stains. You can just cut and paste that stuff around it.
Yeah. But then you have shadow problems when you do that.
Well, you kind of got that going on right now. Like, I know that's the legs, but... What's that?
I thought there was an app that you can take away something like that. It just blends it really well.
There is a bunch of apps you can do that
Pixart.
With.
Pixart.
Which recently
that's
updated.
That's your default app.
Pixart recently updated, and I do not care for it.
Hey, J-Ruz, what apps are you using? Lately.
But J-Ruz,
lately.
Destiny app?
Lately, yeah, exactly.
Move my gear around?
Next.
You wouldn't have the shadow problem though if you took the two photos like that and then just overlaid them.
Tell them just.
You might be right. You're kind of a professional at this. Next,
Star Wars pick.
At Star Wars Aholic with an awesome shot of Darth Vader fighting Ahsoka. I'm not doing this segment anymore. I can't even.
I'll do it next week. I got it.
All right, good. This is awesome. This is a spoiler if you guys didn't watch Rebels last season.
Rebels
actually does happen. It's pretty badass.
This photo's cool.
It's a really good photo.
Yo, speaking of photos, Brian Brink, what you posted on the group just now. Oh, how sweet. Sorry.
All right. So that's it, guys. Congratulations to everybody that made the spotlight. We do this every week. And if you want to be featured, again, use the hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
And that's it. And all these photos will be featured on IG on our page, at Realm of Collectors, our website, realmofcollectors.com, and on the Facebook page.
Hey, just so, real quick, while you're on website, what else can you do there? Oh, you don't have it loaded up. Oh, it's so sad.
It just wasn't, and there was no arrow to go next for some reason.
Oh.
And while you're on the website, you can pre-order your Rock Pack.
Rock Pack!
Only $30, and you get a shirt with a question mark on it and some other stuff.
Hey,
it's a surprise. It's a surprise.
It's not a question mark because some of these guys may think it is a question.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a question. Just for a quick serious minute. Yeah, it's $30 for the pack. Gets you a shirt that is not a question mark. It is black though.
Yes.
Not a question mark.
It's just a black shirt then.
And you get some other stuff added into the pack as well. You do have to pick it up in Chicago unless you have someone that can mule it out there. Mule it out of there for you. Sizes are limited, and I think we're about halfway sold out. So if you're concerned, I would say if you're extremely small or you're extremely small dude or an extremely large dude, I would definitely pre-order it because those sizes they're almost done.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Isn't the one size done, but not done, but done?
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, I mean it's
dun dun.
It's fine. Dun, dun, it's dun, fine. Dun, dun, and then also you get two entries if you pre-order, not if you buy it at the con, but if you pre-order it on the site, you get two entries into the $100 Agabus giveaway. If you buy them there, then you only get one entry. Unless you buy two packs, then you get two entries. But if you pre-order two packs, then you get four entries. See how it works?
Booyah! And if you're buying it from some friends,
If you're the one mulling it out, I would trade those giveaways.
Let's just say, if you want one of these, and you're not going to make it to TFCon, you're going to be able to get one if you just ask some people. Just gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna put anybody out there. There's a lot of us going to TFCon. You know, things might happen for you. Just ask. I'm not just gonna lay it out there. Just ask.
So here's how it works: post a picture on Instagram using hashtag Realm of Collectors. Get featured on the show on Monday. Then see your picture featured on our website, realmofcollectors.com. And while you're there, pre-order the shirt. Done.
There you go.
Wow, J-Rules is angry, man. He's angry. He's got that Destiny angry, man. He's like, he's in the Crucible. You're in the Crucible right now, getting owned right now. You're getting angry.
Titan Master Race, baby.
And I just want to say that if you posted a picture in for the challenge and you didn't win by this rigged little thing you got going on here, then you can still go and pre-order a shirt if you want. Or a rock pack, pardon me.
Rock pack, all day, every day.
And guys, I'll have to say, I've seen the final shirt design, and this is by far the best quality work we've done.
Yeah, I agree.
From the design, from the just one design to the printing process, and then today I saw probably an 85% complete rock pack, and I am so excited for everybody at TFCon. I'm super excited to get mine, and then, my lasagna.
Thank you to everybody that's pre-ordered one.
Definitely, man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I thought the turtle joint was fucking cool, man. But this new one, man, wow.
No, the printing job on this is legit, and it makes every printing job that we've had so far seem really terrible.
Yep. Straight, man.
Discounting your old shirts.
What's up?
No, it's just funny.
I mean, the designs are fine, but just, you know, we got them printed at a just a higher quality printer.
Right. I wonder how we found that. So. Yeah, if you have questions about any of it, hit one of us up. It's really cool. I mean, I'm really excited for TFCon. Not mainly just to see everybody, but you know, to see the look on everybody's faces when they see all this.
Yeah, stuff. You want to see everybody, but how would it be if you saw everybody wearing the same ROC shirt?
I mean, we're trying to brainwash anybody or anything, but
no.
If everybody could wear this shirt,
we got Kool-Aid. We got the Kool-Aid rocking. We got the fucking the Nike Cortez with the black and the white swoosh. You know? Now. We go into the comet, baby. We comet, son. We doing
it
that.
It fits comet my shit. Conquistador pants that I bought, so that's a plus.
We're going to the comet. Shout out
Zubaz,
to
the Zubaz, Zubaz, Zubaz.
So is the dress code skinny jeans?
No.
Or yes. Joggers. It's skinny jeans. It's skinny jeans, joggers, or something at least with a tapered leg to show off your sneakers.
Joggers.
Yep. Tapered is not the way to go.
Listen. Some of us spend a little money on the shoe game, so we don't want it drowning in Nike Talk denim. If anybody else knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, I get my jeans tailored. I won't lie.
Do they add material to the legs for you?
Wow, what a bag of cunts we are.
He actually has to get two pairs of pants, and they cut the legs off the second pair and attach them to the first pair.
That's a big bitch.
When you get them tailored, are they tailoring them to taper them? Or are you buying them pre-tapered?
No, I have to get them tailored. Anyways, enough about my pants. You'll get plenty of that at TFCon. So, any questions about your rock pack, folks? Just hit one of us up. Any questions about tapered jeans? Let me know. It looks like Codimus Prime's on board with me and you there, J. Ruse. Me and Codimus are going to go sneaker shopping while we're there, too. So, shout out to all the sneaker fiends in the group. All right, up next, we have a special segment from Jame. And it's very timely as to this week's events. Do we want to do this first and then talk about the event, or to talk about the event and then do James' thing, Dust?
Yeah, let's do the event and talk about it.
All right. So,
does that make sense?
Victory spoiler. Take it away. Wait a minute. First of all, is that a shit ton of Nerf guns behind you?
Yeah, I see some Nerf guns there.
Yeah, I'm going to war.
I see that.
So,
like you are ready, dude.
What's going on with that?
Son's birthday is coming up, so we're putting together a special war.
An armada?
War party.
An arsenal?
So, nice. I went to a birthday party from one of my son's friends one time. They had rented a gym out and had, like, I didn't know that many Nerf guns existed, but it was a lot of fun.
All right, you guys see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it. Let them know.
All right, so we're doing the character spotlight on Mr. Luke Cage.
Who would you want to pick that character?
Yeah, I don't know why. What's the significance of this guy? But this is his introduction into the comic book world. It came out in June 1972. His original name is Carl Lucas. He was framed, went to jail, and he became empowered with durability and super strength. Here he is rocking his 70s look.
Styling. Love it.
Did they say what he was framed for?
Drugs, I believe.
Okay.
Trying to keep him down.
Should we need to warn anybody or that they haven't gone through or...
No, there's no. I don't think we're doing spoilers. We're just talking.
This
about
isn't the spoiler for the Netflix. Well, this is a kind of a prelude into
our discussion. For the comics.
So, yeah. This is just a couple of panels of what happened to Mr. Luke Cage here. So, that's all. A little sweet jealousy on the warden for
sweet Christmas.
So, did he get dipped in some sort of?
Yeah, he was put in this chemical vat. Trying to the professor was trying to, in a way, recreate the super soldier serum.
Yeah.
So
everything back then was,
but they
recreating
left him in there a little too long, and because of that, the material bonded to his on a cellular level, and then he became Mr. Bulletproof. Oh, Power nice. Man. And there he is.
Like Burl Chicken.
So is that his only power? Like that he's invulnerable, or
and he's super strong.
He's super strength too.
Yeah, okay.
So he is a super soldier. He's actually better than Captain America.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
I would think. From a durability standpoint.
Durability, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that was just my. If you listen to just those facts.
Yeah, I put in fighting ability too, but you know, I don't know. It's me. Here's Luke Cage's. In issue 17, it went to Power Man. It was no longer Hero for Hire. And so he goes by that.
The greatest black superhero of all.
Yeah, no, well,
that's right.
And starring the armored mind of Iron Man.
I don't know if any of you guys know this, but in the set, you said this came out in the '70s,
mm-hmm.
76. Yes. In the '70s, were there what other black superheroes were there?
There wasn't many.
No, there wasn't hardly any. Maybe Deathlock, if you count him.
So this was definitely a good push.
Black Panther, yeah.
This was definitely a good push, man.
Yeah. And, I mean, differences between, like, Black Panther, I mean, a king to a, you know, dude off the streets, you know, more relatable with this guy.
Right.
This is the first encounter of the bromance between him and Iron Fist. This is Power Man 48.
Bromance.
So by this point, he's just Power Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he finally teams up with Iron Fist after Power Man took a job to he was hired to take out Misty Knight or someone. I'm not too familiar with Luke Cage, but one of Iron Fist's friends, and he got into the mix, and then they became kind of friends.
Let me read these bubbles that Luke Cage is saying.
I was thinking the same thing.
You got some bad moves, ballet britches, but kung fu kicks and a flaming fist won't stop me from bringing this building down on your head. Ballet britches.
Well, it kind of.
It's nice. It's nice to watch the creep up of the prices on the comics. It went from 20 cents to 35.
Yeah, and according to like Wizard Price Guide, if you guys are familiar with that, this was the number one. They picked this team to be number one. Out of all the other teams that you could form or friendships, it was Power Man and Iron Fist in a landslide.
Yep. It worked. Yeah. At that time, it worked.
And then he's gone through different changes of costumes. This was his 90s look.
Yep. I like how he's ripping the yellow shirt off.
I like how his pants are shiny for some reason.
Oh, nice. Nice and shiny.
You got on Timberlands?
No? And then like his more modern look, where you see him part of like leading the Thunderbolts.
Man, that looks like the dude from the show.
So yeah, that's what I was fixing casting. To say. That yeah. That right there is like exactly what they got on the show.
Where's the Carhartt?
Where's yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Brian.
You fucking took it right out of my mouth.
Shut out the Carhartt, man. I'm a Carhartt fan.
Wait, what did he take out of your mouth?
Oh, easy.
Oh. Luke Cage is also a family man.
Fucking Jack.
You don't know he's married to Jessica Jones. He has a daughter.
Really?
Married Jessica Jones in the comics?
Spoilers. Yes. Please, come on.
That fucking cunt.
And he's been teamed up with Daredevil and Iron Fist for a while. He's also was part of the New Avengers, and then he became leader of the Thunderbolts.
That Jessica Jones, bitch.
And we're going to be talking about the Netflix Luke Cage.
Yeah.
We won't. It's no spoilers. Just so.
No spoilers.
Yeah, there's no spoilers.
It's basically.
And this
just
is a nice lead into their next Netflix series of Iron Fist and Defenders.
So they're doing Iron Fist and then the Defenders. That's the way it's going.
Yes.
Yes.
A question. Okay, cool. Is there a Daredevil season 3 in the works, or no. Is that coming out, or is that done?
Never.
It's going to take a little longer, but yes.
Is it coming out after like this Defenders?
I'd rather have the Punisher.
They're doing a Punisher series, for the third.
They just started actually working on it.
Yeah. Easy.
One. Oh, is that what your homeboy told you? They exchanged numbers at the Comic-Con, right?
No, I just saw that from Nerd Rage Radio.
Oh, okay, just checking. I didn't know if he had some sort of intent. Because you said he likes Portland.
His
so much.
His homeboy,
James.
Homeboy.
Ninja Turtle masks behind you.
What
are those Ninja Turtle masks behind you?
Yes, they are.
Nice.
What I think we should do just in regards to the show, just enough to spoil it, but I think we should just go down the line and just say, if you've watched it, whether and even if you haven't watched it all, but if you like it or not, and if you think where you think it ranks in the scheme of the other shows they've put out. You guys with me on that?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Brink, we'll start with you.
All right. I have seen it. I can't remember what episode I fell asleep on last night. It was either 7 or 8.
Is that bad, huh?
No, I was just tired.
Do you like it?
I do like it a lot.
Do you like it the best out of all the ones that they put out?
I've only seen Daredevil. I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet. And I like Daredevil more. I think the story just moves a little bit faster. But that's it. I mean, I really do actually kind of like this Luke Cage thing going on. There's a lot of twists in it with these different characters. I don't know anything about Luke Cage. I don't know anything about anybody else in the show. So it's kind of cool for me in that regard.
Right, I agree, and not spoiling, but just from what I've seen, and then just hearing Jane talk about it, it's pretty interesting. Like, I think they're doing a good job. Yep. But Dan, go ahead for you.
Oh, if I like Luke Cage, yeah, I like it so far. I'm about 6 episodes in, so just about the halfway point. But I'm really enjoying it. I think I may like it a little more than Jessica Jones, but they're not comparable outside of them being both Marvel and Netflix properties, but I can't wait to see how the rest goes.
Could you compare it to the Daredevils though? Like, do you like the Daredevils better?
I would probably say I like Daredevil the best, but the thing is, all these shows have their own kind of flavor to them. They're not the same thing. Like, you know, like when you see just for the sake of comparison, when you have the Flash and Arrow, they're cut from the same kind of cloth or whatever. They share so many similarities, or it's kind of the same thing,
right?
Just different characters. Whereas these, you know, they're very unique and done in their own way. You know, you have Daredevil, who's kind of investigative, but he kind of helps people, kick some ass. Jessica Jones, she's more of a kind of that loner type, just, you know, walking around, just trying to find a dude. And then this is just, I don't know.
Luke Cage was introduced from Jessica Jones, correct?
Yeah.
Much like Flash was introduced from Arrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. They all got their own different unique style to them that I really like. Really like what Netflix is doing with the Marvel properties.
Definitely. And they do offer references to the other series as well,
yeah,
which is pretty cool.
And to the and
cinematic,
to
the movies,
and they're just allowed to do whatever they want. They're allowed to push the boundary too, which is great.
Jay Ruiz, what about you?
I haven't seen it yet. I am looking forward to seeing it, but I haven't made the time yet. But I will.
Got to put down a controller button.
Exactly. Phoning it.
I mean, you got to want to put on the controller.
Shout out to phoning it in.
I don't want to put it down.
That's cool.
I mean, nobody said we were talking about Iron Fist till. I mean, not Iron Fist. Luke Cage till like half an hour ago.
Chris, what about you?
I haven't watched it, and I don't know if I will.
Oh really? Oh, why?
I didn't care for Jessica Jones. I didn't make it all the way through it, and it. I don't know. I honestly really have to see Daredevil, though. Chris, I hated
Jessica Jones. Watch this.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
I like watching this stuff like with my oldest son, and I know Jessica Jones, like after the first episode, okay, we're not going to watch this together.
No, watch it.
I'm going to say, it's from what I've seen so far, and I'm up to like episode 9, there's one instance, but it's not as bad as Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
And then you can watch it. Yeah,
I hated Jessica Jones.
I might give it a shot, but I knew that had kind of spawned out of Jessica Jones, and I knew that was the tone of it. And listen, I don't give a shit, but you know, I enjoy watching stuff like that with him because, you know, we nerd out together. So, you know, it's just like, I'm not gonna sit here and watch her get fucked for 3 episodes with you.
Yeah. Well, Chris, regardless
you
of
know
that,
what? That Luke Cage that you saw there is definitely not in this fucking show.
Yeah.
But Chris, he went from hard ass to, hey guys, how are you? I'm Luke Cage. That's what I seen. So, yeah,
Chris, sexual content aside, though, it is a violent show, and they use language that the from the inner city. So,
I don't care about that. It's just the
inner city.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they'd
use that hood speak.
No, not so much that, but the racial slurs and things like that.
Sweet Christmas.
Yeah.
Listen, he goes to school, so he hears that stuff. So,
all right, Dust, let's hear it.
All right, I enjoyed it. I liked it, but there's a couple of things that I kind of like.
Number one, I know this is not about a story. It's about the soundtrack. The music was too much to say, hey, we're hip-hop. The soundtrack, the score, and shout out to Adrian Young and Alicia Muhammad from Tribal Quest. It seems like it overpowered the show a little bit too much.
Even though the setting is taking place in a place, you know.
No. I get it.
I feel like it fits.
I get it. But another thing is it's I know they were trying to go black exploitation on this, but it was too much.
It just seemed like exploitation.
It was too much. it just was too much on my side. Like third, fourth episode, I was like, you know what, I don't know. Just for me personally, I was feeling it, but it went a little bad curve for me. But the music was too much. And you guys know I'm a music guy. I'm a hip hop guy. But the music just was a little bit too forced.
So you're saying it's better than Jessica Jones, but worse than Daredevil. It's kind of where you're putting it in the middle.
No. I like Daredevil. It was worse, totally worse than Jessica Jones. I hate Jessica Jones, but...
Oh, that's what I meant. Did I say that backwards? Sorry.
When we got halfway through, it was good, and then it kind of died. And then the ending was just... It just didn't give enough for me. I'm just trying to think about it. It just wasn't enough. Like, it just kind of, like, died. It died on the table at the end. Just for me.
Spoilers, and no, I'm just kidding.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying, like, it's just nope.
All right, Jane, what about you?
I'm probably in the same boat. I didn't really care for Jessica Jones to the point I didn't finish the series. I absolutely love Daredevil. It's just because I think he's more of an iconic character than Luke Cage. And you kind of want to see that Kingpin. You want to see, and especially when the Punisher showed up. But with Luke Cage, it's good. I did like the music. I did think it worked. It fit when it was, you know, when he was doing his stuff. But I like it to a point that I'm like, do I like it because we finally get a Netflix Marvel title finally to see and to watch and to go through because we've had a lag for a while. And
right, are you just liking it because it's there type thing?
But I think it's good. I do like it. I think it does start off a little bit slow, but it does pick up. I haven't finished it yet though, but my wife enjoys it. I've enjoyed it so far, so it's all good.
So that's where I am. Like, so I'll say that I haven't finished it all either. I think I have like three or four more episodes left, but it is good. It's not bad by any means, but it's not the best. A lot of you guys didn't like Jessica Jones. I like Jessica Jones. So this to me, I feel like, and without spoiling anything, like I feel like it didn't get its feet until like the fourth episode. And then it kind of figured out, all right, this is what we're doing. You know what I mean? So that was so I definitely, I think that in my opinion, and this isn't saying that it's bad. It is good, but I think it's the worst of the series that they've done so far, but it doesn't mean it's terrible. It's just
let me ask you, when he was in Jessica Jones, he was a hard ass. You're like, oh shit, it's fucking Luke Cage. And then you get him here in the series, he's like, da 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 da, Luke Cage.
Yeah, it's just,
he's like, ba ba ba, wa 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 da. You know, he's so cool and chill. And
I think, I mean, I so
with, again, it's yeah, not the same.
But I think it's because, like James just said, he is still trying to find it. Like in Jessica Jones, like, he was completely anonymous, and now he's kind of – people know who he is kind of, and now he's kind of struggling with should he be a hero, should he not. So I could see how he is – I think – I don't know. I don't know a way to say it without spoiling it.
He was a hard-ass in Jessica Jones, and then he reads it like, yo, shucks. I'm here to save the day.
I'm more of a goody two shoes. You didn't. I was surprised at how much of like a goody shoes.
Yeah. He's got a conscience, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't have that in Jessica Jones, so they kind of fucked themselves.
That's the greatest.
He blew a conscience when he met Pops.
Yeah, that's.
But here's something. How does he go from owning a fucking bar to working at Pops?
But what about if they would have done it with Iron Fist? They did it more like the team up, and it was both of them at the same time. Do you think it would be better, or action, or just playing off of each other?
I think it's better the way they do it, so you get the origin story of each person.
Okay.
I think it takes away if you're doing both of them right at the jump. And that, in my opinion, I would rather see. And again, this is just for me wanting more content. I would rather see individuals.
He's a strong enough character to handle his own.
Yeah, I'm really surprised they're going that route.
I'm sorry, Dust. Go ahead.
No, I said I love it. I can't wait for Cloak and Dagger.
I do think it's the worst acting out of all of the series. For him, but just for a lot of the secondary characters.
All right, a Cottonmouth. Do you feel that he was the man that should be holding down Harlem? Did he seem hard enough for you?
No.
I don't even want to have the conversation because there's so many other things that it would start leading to that I don't want to spoil. I'll talk about it next
that
week.
Dude, sure, that but. Dude did not seem like a hard motherfucker. Not at all.
For me, just listening to the actor who played Cage for a little bit, I told my wife this. Like, if you close your eyes and I'm listening to him just when he talks normal, I picture John Cena for some reason. I don't know why, but that's what I hear. It's like I want to hear that music when he starts. He wants to start kicking some ass or something.
I mean, I really like the way he was humble and, you know, I'm not about that. This is my life. I'm just trying to do this. But when you saw what he did in Jessica Jones and how he was there portrayed into this, which is supposed to be after it, maybe he learned from his mistakes. I don't get it, but it's not the same character in what I've seen.
It's hard, though, but to not spoil it, because I think there is a reason why he's not that hard ass.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't want to draw attention because of certain reasons.
Yep.
They alluded to.
Yep, I get it. All right, so that's kind of like a Luke Cage non-spoiler talk.
I definitely recommend it. You should watch it. If you've watched all the other ones, watch this one for sure.
Yeah, but don't listen to the soundtrack because it's fucking garbage.
Well, I'm glad we scrambled around to get some topics because it's 5 till the hour now.
All right, look at that. We didn't even know topics. Right? So we got Dan to hold it down and Brian Brink.
That's right. Brink saved the day.
What up, Brink?
So, who wants to be the chat warrior tonight?
Brian Brink?
Run through the chat there, Brian Brink.
All right. We have...
Put him on the spot.
Kelly Phillips and Tommy the Ambassador. Jarms, Energon Addict, Deluxe popped in. Knight of Ren, Alexandre, Knight Wingenum, KJ Smith, Anna, Cobalta, Tiger Tracks, Russell, Iron Claw, Sunday Heat, Masterpiece, Ship Piece, Hurricane BX, Chuck, happy birthday again, Chuck, Cody, and Dominic, and I kind of lost track after that. But
Jose, if you said Jose.
Yep.
He disagreed. He said Cottonmouth was the shit.
Oh, come on.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I liked Cottonmouth too, but
he's a punk. Anything that dude done, he was a punk. Go back and watch this. Get his discography going. He's a punk.
Discography.
Yeah, it's music. Whatever.
All right.
So thanks everyone for joining in the chat. Really appreciate it. It's cool.
All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap us for the evening. Nice little buttoned up show tonight, right under the 2 hour mark. So let's go down the line here. Thanks for our very special last minute guest tonight, Mr. Pack Mule himself, Brian. Just bring the whole crew with you when you come, Brian.
Yeah, sounds good. So yeah, thanks for having me on. Let me tag along tonight. You can find me Brian Brink in Facebook groups and Figure Banging in 2 days. No, what's today? Monday? Yeah. On Wednesday, we got a new episode coming up.
So what's up? All right, moving down the line here. Daniel, where you at?
Harvey _Dent on IG and in the Facebook group.
J Ruse.
At J Ruse on Instagram. You can find all of my old pictures there.
It's like a museum catalogs.
Cadaver underscore 11 on the PS4 network, and that's where I'm currently residing. I'm just phoning it in right now, so what's up?
Phone it in, baby.
Phone it in.
Hashtag phone it in.
Jisk.
Yo, sorry, I got something in my eyeball. You can catch me in my bathroom washing my eye out.
And this is not washing your dick off.
Stay long.
Jeez, that's weird as shit. He washes their dick in the sink wherever they go.
Big ass sink.
Catch me at Jabotron on Instagram and The Good Book. It's Facebook.
All right. Dust.
Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook groups. Dust Mites on Instagram. Right here every Monday night on Into the Realm.
All right. Jane.
Victory Saber 77 on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Host of Plastic Fanatics every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Saturday, though, there will be no Plastic Fanatics.
What?
Damn it.
I'm sorry. Womp,
womp, womp. I bet there might be an RLC hangout.
It just might be.
You know, they'll need to lose that number one spot, right? Right, James?
No, I don't.
We'll be a placeholder. You know, it's hard to hold a candle in the cold October rain, but we'll see what we can do for you there. You can find me on Instagram under Pinkerton. It's PNKR10, and on Jisk's Good Book under Christopher Pinkerton.
Oh wait, where can we find you, Chris?
What my mama named me. I'm fucking done already.
Oh.
although it was a fun ride tonight, I have to tell you guys a little secret. I didn't really buy Megatron. I borrowed this to make a dial piece. So
I figured.
Fuck you and your fucking Decepticons.
Sorry, son of a bitch.
Who would send you a fucking Decepticon?
I'm getting to it. Y'all shut the fuck up. Shout out to Energon Addict for letting me look at Desperate.
Dave, fuck you, Dave, man.
Oh, I got you guys going.
I'm mad about it because I really was like, fuck yeah, he's going to sell it to me for cheap.
Oh, man. No, I'll be honest. This is a badass. It's a badass.
Dave's out, man. Fuck you, Dave.
I'm going to look at making some thrones for some Megatrons on. Kind of need a Megatron. He's like, I'll send you mine. So shout out to that dude. Shout out to Dave. Good guy for sure. I was debating if I wanted to hang that out there for a week or so. I'm like, yeah, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, you could have went another week. That would have been good.
Folks, pull up a chair at the cool table. A group of like-minded podcasts. We got Toy Detox, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Beer and Bolter's 40K. Figa banging, and then the arsenal of reviews and other products that we have on the cool table. Find us on Facebook at the Cool Table Network. Shout out to the Cobra Law family. Tell an interesting story. My son just recently discovered the magic of Cobra Law.
That's
fine. And we've gotten he's gotten, I think, the entire catalog, and it's just steady bumping it. So.
Good.
He's all about some Cobra Law right now.
He's a future Cobra Law soldier.
That's right. He's a Hitler youth. Hitler youth. So don't forget to send in your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos to
EntertheRealmCast@gmail.com.
All right. You can find M Realm of Collectors on Twitter, if I can remember the fucking password. I switched phones, and I have to reset the password because I don't remember what. Twitter is at Enter the ROC, and the Facebook group is Realm of Collectors. Instagram is at Realm of Collectors, and our website is realmofcollectors.com, where you can go order your rock pack today. Pre-orders through the 20th. After that, you lose a chance at the drawing. You'll get one chance if you purchase it at the show. You can find us on iTunes or your favorite podcast pushing program on your device. Give us a 5-star rating because that's what everybody at the cool table is doing. That's going to do it for us tonight, folks. We're going to have an unbroadcasted hangout in about 15, 20 minutes. 23 minutes.
Yeah, 22.
22 and at 22.5 minutes. 20 in a little while.
A little bit.
So, folks, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. Catch you later in the hangout, and catch you tomorrow night for the broadcasted hangout, and catch you Wednesday for a figure banging. Deuces and cabooses.
That's a lot of shit.
You know.
Cool. Anybody got something?
Your chair must just smell horrible.
Yeah, well, you know. You know all about the chair.